I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang. On this edition of the AFN Naples Report, new electronic warfare training technology and field aviation maintenance. During Operation Lethal Eagle 3, 39th Brigade Engineer Battalion, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 101st Airborne Division Air Assault conducted training with the new electronic warfare tactical trainer, the NEW, which allows less tasking of soldiers and use teams simultaneously for targeting. Here's Staff Sergeant Jesse Albert, Electronic Warfare Specialist for Delta Company, speaking about the trainer.
So the way electronic warfare works at our level, we have three different teams, about four-man teams within a platoon, so there's not really any squads. And those teams are each capable of getting one line of bearing. So say they're targeting the newt, and we push the newt out, and we make all three teams push out. All three teams are gonna get their lobs. When you got two lobs, it's called a cut. When you have three lobs, it's called a fix. And you basically have a really good idea of where that transmitter is coming from. And when you know the location of it, you're able to target it, pass that information up.
Aircraft maintainers and repairers of Delta Company, 2nd Battalion, 3rd Regiment, General Support Aviation Battalion, 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade conduct aviation field maintenance and complete UH-TAC-60 Black Hawk 48-month inspection at Leo Verde Air Base, Latvia. The 4th Division's mission in Europe is to engage in multinational exercises and training across the continent while working with NATO allies and regional security partners to provide combat-credible forces to V-Corps. Here is Staff Sergeant George Aguiar, Quality Control Non-Commissioned Officer in Charge of the Battalion, speaking about the maintenance and training and the importance of it.
Field aviation maintenance is super important. The reason why is because the maintainers, crew chiefs, and the pilots, we all have to work together as one solid unit. If we're not training at 100% or as close as possible to it, then we cannot accomplish the missions that we set forth. Because at the end of the day, we don't want these helicopters coming down. There is no pulling over to the side on the side of a cloud to fix a helicopter.
For more information, visit DivisHub.net. And for local news and information around the region, tune in here with us at 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Bryant Lang.